What is up, everyone? My name is Eric Davis. Welcome to this special podcast where we're going to talk about the biggest news story of the week. Ben Affleck has been cast as Batman in the Batman vs. Superman or Man of Steel sequel. It doesn't exactly have a title yet. The movie comes out in 2015, and it's going to feature both Batman and Superman. Henry Cavill, of course, will reprise the role of Superman, Clark Kent, and now Ben Affleck has been chosen to play Bruce Wayne, Batman. On the line with me, I have Sean O'Connell, who's joined me every week on these podcasts. Hello, Sean.
You threw the bat signal up, and we responded immediately, Eric.
I did. And also, we have a bit of a roundtable here today. We have John Golson, who writes about Marvel for us, primarily on movies.com. But John is an expert in all things comics, and I can't wait to see what he thinks about this. Hello, John.
Hi, Eric. Hi, Sean.
Hey, John.
So, John, let me start out with you fast because you are a comics guru. You probably know a lot about Batman. How, as a fan of the comics and of growing up reading Batman through the comics and seeing a new iteration of him on the big screen, how do you feel about Ben Affleck being cast?
Well, one of the things I like about it is I think it hints at a slightly more fun Batman than Christian Bale's interpretation. It seemed like Dark Knight Rises was kind of trying to push the performance a little bit in that direction, but the movie was still sort of had that same sort of like oppressive feel that the Nolan Batman movies have. And I think there's a Batman interpretation that we haven't really seen in live action on the big screen, and that's sort of Batman as sort of a sci-fi superhero. We've seen sort of the gothic it's like excessively gothic operatic Batman and sort of the Burton and Schumacher films. We've gone about as far as we can push Batman in terms of like sort of a realistic real world hero in the Nolan films. And I still think there's a Batman that's in the comics that I haven't really seen portrayed on screen. And that's closer to something like what you see in Batman, the animated series, where he is a superhero. I mean, he's a, you know, and I think that's the right direction to take the character, especially if they're going to mix him with other superheroes.
You know, I agree with you, you know, and if you hear cars going by in the background, it's because John is reporting on this from the streets of Gotham. He is outside in Gotham, sort of trying to feel the reaction right now to the streets to see how the citizens of Gotham feel about this casting. You know, I look at it and I see this is more of a Keaton Batman than a Bale Batman. I think they cast Ben Affleck as Bruce Wayne over Batman. I feel like that's how you cast Michael Keaton as Bruce Wayne. And so I think that they see Ben Affleck as more as a Bruce Wayne and more of being able to do more as Bruce Wayne than maybe Christian Bale did. I think we'll see a Batman that's older, maybe doesn't care about being Batman anymore, maybe someone who's having more fun as Bruce Wayne than he is Batman, and that's maybe where Affleck will play to those strengths. Sean, what do you think?
I'm fascinated by the whole thing for so many different reasons. I think it's a good choice. I think they could have done a lot worse. I think it makes sense because Affleck has a deep relationship with the Warner Brothers. He's been making films with them for years. I'm fascinated because he's coming off of a Best Picture win, and he has established himself as a credible director, a legitimate director. He had a number of very interesting films on his plate that apparently are going to get shelved, you know, temporarily put on the back burner so he can play Batman. And from his perspective, I just don't see – I want to say that I like him as a choice, and I think it's interesting that they picked him. But from his perspective, I don't see why he would do this. I don't think that playing the Batman in a movie where he automatically is going to have to share screen time with Superman and probably with a juicy villain. Let's talk about maybe Argo co-star Bryan Cranston finally taking that Lex Luthor role, which I think would be fantastic. You know, it's not going to give Affleck a lot to do. And if the movie doesn't work, if for whatever reason the marriage of Batman and Superman on screen doesn't work, where's all this going to fall, guys? It's going to fall on Affleck. He's going to be, oh, look at how Ben Affleck ruined another superhero franchise, which is crazy. I mean, that's ridiculous. But that's what he's sort of setting himself up for, and I don't see why he would need to do this at this point. He doesn't need the paycheck. He's obviously financially set. He's established himself now as a legitimate storyteller, and he can coming off this Best Picture Oscar, he could do anything he wanted, and I'm really surprised that this is what it is. Now, he's obviously a comic book fan. He played Daredevil. He played Superman. He has an interest in this genre of storytelling. And I understand the prestige of playing Batman in this Batman-Superman team up. This finally, we're getting them together on screen. I'm having a hard time figuring out why Ben Affleck thinks he wants to do this now.
Yeah, I agree. It's a risky move for Ben Affleck because, I mean, here's a guy when he was rumored to be directing the Justice League movie, I felt like I saw some quotes of him saying, no, I want to kind of be a serious filmmaker and I want to go in that direction. So to see him sort of risk that, I mean, it could be a case of him saying, I've done it. I've won the Best Picture Oscar. This is when I started directing. This is what my my goal was. I've reached that goal. I've reached that pinnacle. Now let me back up and just do something for the 14-year-old in me. I mean, but I agree. If it fails, then does Ben Affleck, go all the way? It's almost like playing that game where you're at $25,000 and you're going for $150,000. But if you get the question wrong,
right,
you go all the way back to $25,000. And that's sort of like where Ben Affleck is at now. You know, if he gets this wrong, does he go all the way back now to Jiggly? I mean, what do you think, John?
Well, I think I do think that there is some – I think his motivations are partly out of career validation, because one of the things that I'm not seeing talked about really so much this morning is his performance in Argo or his performance in The Town. And everybody is saying, oh, he's a really good director, but the people talking about his acting are still falling back on movies that came out over a decade ago. And it's odd to me that they're sort of forgetting that he's in these movies that he's directing. And so I think if I had to guess, I would think part of it is sort of a career validation in regards to acting, like give me a chance to be in a big movie again, and that gigantic paycheck. But I think we also live in an era of bomb-proof movies. If you look at something, for instance, like the Transformers films, that the sort of geek perception of them is like nobody likes Michael Bay and they're all terrible, and you know, but every time one comes out, they make like $300 million. And so I think in some ways Batman Superman as a film is almost going to be bomb-proof no matter what the opinion is of Ben Affleck. All Warner Brothers is going to care about is whether they can point to a $300 million hit. And I think that the movie itself is going to make that money whether people like it or not.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people are saying that Ben Affleck may have taken this as part of a deal where he can now maybe direct the next solo Batman movie and star in it and sort of take over that franchise from Christopher Nolan, or maybe the Justice League movie. I'm leaning more towards a solo Batman movie. I think if Zack Snyder is successful with the Superman Batman movie, they'll keep Zack Snyder as their Justice League man, as their sort of guy that's kind of navigating this crossover world. But Ben Affleck could then take over the Batman franchise, and now we're looking at a Best Picture Oscar-winning director directing a Batman movie. It's kind of intriguing. Sean, do you think that's where this is heading?
It sounds that way, but let's think short term. Does Ben Affleck have to listen to Zack Snyder, or does he just hold up his Oscar and wave it at him and be like, all right, Snyder, I'll take it from here? I can't see those two really working together on a picture. I'm not sure how old Ben Affleck is at this point now. Is he late 30s, early 40s? Getting close.
I think
to that
I read
age?
He was 51.
No, Ben Affleck's not 51, is he?
I thought I read this morning he was 51. I swear to you.
I'll look at that really fast. But I mean, I just can't see him positioning himself for the next 5 to 10 years of locking into doing this Batman Superman movie, doing another standalone movie, directing Justice League. If he is going to get into that boat, he's talking about the next decade of his career.
Yeah,
and I'm not sure I want him to dedicate the next decade of his career to DC and Warner and the Batman Superman mythos. I want to see him making other films like The Town, other films like Argo.
Yeah, Affleck was born in 1972, so he's not.
Excellent. Okay.
Yeah, so he's kind of in that ballpark. Yeah, he's in that ballpark for what they wanted, kind of an older Batman. And I agree. You see Affleck win a Best Picture Oscar for Argo, you're like, man, The Town, Gone Baby Gone. You're like, oh, wow, I really like this guy as a director. And when he was rumored for Justice League and stuff, people were like, no, I don't want him doing that. I want him kind of making these movies and going off in this direction. I forget the director that they were comparing him to. But he's making these really kind of fun, interesting – thrillers, and you know, to see him go in this direction is, you know, you don't know how you feel. It could either be a Michael Keaton casting, which is really interesting, or it could be a George Clooney Schumacher casting. Where,
well, they must have a story idea, don't you think? They at least attracted him with a direction that the story is going to go in. They can't be at square one, right?
No, I think it's going to be Bruce Wayne centric. I think we're going to see Affleck a more charismatic Bruce Wayne who doesn't care about Batman anymore. And maybe, you know, Chris Clow wrote a piece for us today. Maybe we see a Bruce Wayne with TMZ headlines plastered across, you know, a guy that's just careless and carefree and not the one that we met at the beginning of The Dark Knight Rises, this bitter, depressed Bruce Wayne who's hurt, he's had his heart broken, he's hiding in his room for 7 years. We may see a Bruce Wayne that's a playboy, that doesn't want to be a superhero anymore. And that's a role that I kind of might be fun to see Ben Affleck in. John, what do you think?
Well, I think plot-wise, if I had to guess, one of the things the comics go back to every now and then is this concept that Batman has contingency plans against all the other heroes in the DC universe should one of them go rogue or should something happen. And so kind of my armchair guess for Batman Superman is going to be that I would imagine that because of the events in Man of Steel, that there's some perception that Superman's a threat. Now, whether that means Luthor is manipulating Wayne into saying, like, we need to do something together about this threat, and then slowly over the movie, basically Bruce Wayne finding out that Luthor is actually the threat and Superman's a hero. You know, who knows at this point? I mean, I'm just speculating, but it is something that we've seen the comics do over and over again in regards to him sort of devising a plan should Superman go nuts. And I think we're going to see Wayne come up with that plan and execute that plan, especially if it is a Batman versus Superman film, and they're looking at the big fight from Dark Knight Returns as sort of inspiration. You know, as far as Affleck's how him being a director sort of affects the role, I really wonder if this is going to if it is sort of the first steps to him doing Justice League. I mean, yeah, there's a chance Zack Snyder may continue to do these DC films, but considering Affleck was attached to Justice League in the beginning, it almost makes sense that he'll end up directing himself further down the line, whether that's a Batman solo film or whether it's Justice League. I have a feeling it's going to be Justice League, because I think what's attractive to Affleck about directing a project like that is that everything he's done so far has been sort of geared towards adults, and I think he hasn't had a movie yet that's sort of an A-list spectacle movie, and I would bet that prospect is pretty attractive to him, because now he knows that, okay, I've proven that I can do this. Let's see if I can up my game. Let's see if I can do an A-level spectacle movie.
Yeah, I agree. It's almost like he has a checklist that he says, okay, on one side I have Best Picture Oscar, done it, been there. Now let's see if I can deliver one of these billion-dollar Avengers-type blockbusters, mm-hmm. and that's at the top of another checklist. Then on the other side, I screwed up Daredevil. Let me see if I can be go down as one of the greatest portrayals of a superhero ever made. That's another checklist. And I mean, this guy could just have this checklist of these things that he wants to accomplish. And you know what? I kind of give him credit for going for it and for being that aggressive and not just making more movies like The Town, because that's what people expect him to do. I mean, Sean, to a certain extent, do we have to give him credit for being ballsy?
We do. He didn't screw up Daredevil. Mark Steven Johnson screwed up Daredevil. Affleck was fine. He wasn't the problem, but he got a ton of heat for it. And I see him getting a ton of heat if this movie misses also. I think it's the right decision. I think it's a good decision. Could they have gone with somebody else? Sure, they absolutely could have. But they also could have pulled in, you know, some hunky kid from the CW and we'd all be up in arms. This is the right decision. Affleck's a good actor. He's a good director, obviously, but he's not going to be directing this. I keep going back to the fact that it's going to be Zack Snyder directing this, and that's the reason why I'm concerned. I also don't know, and John, you tell me this too, from your perspective of people who play Batman, even in Batman-centric films, in the standalone films, you don't get a lot of Batman. You don't get a lot of Bruce Wayne. It's always about the villains, and now it's Bruce Wayne or Batman sharing screen time with Superman too. I'm really perplexed about how much Affleck is going to get to do in this film. And how does Henry Cavill feel about all this? He's got to be thinking, hey, wait a second, this was going to be a Man of Steel sequel, and all of a sudden I'm third or fourth string behind whatever villain they cast.
Well, Sean, that's the one part that probably concerns me over anything else, is with there being no script, that means there was no read through. And I think what I think if there's anything that I have a question mark about, you know, a lot of times they'll put an actor and an actress that are supposed to be romantically linked. They'll have them read a scene and see who has the best chemistry.
Right.
And I think Batman Superman needs that. I think those two characters need a chemistry. And if I'm worried about anything at all, I mean, you can have two great actors in a film together, and if they don't have any chemistry, it hurts your film. Mm-hmm. If you've ever seen the special features on Superman the Motion Picture, I always used to wonder why Margot Kidder was cast as Lois Lane, because she seems sort of she's rough, you know what I mean? She's not quite the Lois Lane from the comics, but when you watch that when you watch those the casting screen tests, there's actresses in there that are more traditionally beautiful than Margot Kidder, that are bigger stars than Margot Kidder. I think Jane Seymour reads opposite Christopher Reeve, but out of all the women that he reads against, the only one he has any chemistry with is Margot Kidder. And when you see that, you see, wow, that's why they did it. There's electricity between the two of them.
Right,
and
right.
It worries me that with there being no script, there was no opportunity for these guys to sit in the room, kind of play Batman and play Superman and see how they play off each other. And that's going to be really, really important to the final product.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like Ben Affleck must have done enough to convince Warner Brothers that this is our guy. This is who we want to see in the role. And it'll be interesting. You know, I think in order for him to be successful, and we'll end here on how we think that what Ben Affleck needs to do to be successful in this role, I think he needs to be more charismatic than Christian Bale. I think he needs to do something other than the growl, this is Batman. I think he needs to do something other than that, because Christian Bale got a lot of flack for that voice. And yeah, I just think I want to see something that's a little bit more fun, which I don't know if we're going to necessarily get that from the Warner Brothers DC universe, which kind of does this gritty real world feel. I do like what John was mentioning before. I do like a Bruce Wayne who maybe, because he runs Wayne Enterprises, maybe that's how he knows Lex Luthor, because they're two big executives or what have you, and that they're maybe friends before against Superman. I like that kind of plot if that's where they go with it. But yeah, I'd like to see a more charismatic Bruce Wayne. I'd like to see somebody like Michael Keaton. You know, when you watch, I was just watching Batman the other day, and I watched Michael Keaton as Bruce Wayne, and he's just funny, and he's quirky, and he's a little eccentric, and I like that, and I felt like we were missing that from Bruce Wayne, from Dale's Bruce Wayne, who was always kind of walking around all serious and whatnot. I want to see a little bit more of a quirky Bruce Wayne again. Sean, what do you think he needs to do to be successful?
He needs to direct the film and replace Zack Snyder. But in lieu of that not happening, because it's probably not going to, he needs to recruit Bryan Cranston, his Argo co-star, and say, Cranston, please play Lex Luthor, because I am 100% on board with Bryan Cranston. First of all, I'm on board with him playing anything, because I think he's tremendous, and I want to see him in virtually everything. But Cranston also has some history with Warner Brothers. He's going to be in the Godzilla reboot. He was in Argo. He's done with Breaking Bad. He'd be great for Lex Luthor. And maybe with Affleck on board, he... You know, calls up Cranston and says, "Listen, come chew scenery with this. Let's have a lot of fun with it, like you guys are saying. Let's liven it up a little bit. I thought Man of Steel was too somber and depressing, and let's bring a little bit of a personality to this sequel, because it's coming no matter what."
Yes, I agree, John. Last thoughts. What do you think Ben Affleck needs to do to be successful in this role?
I think he needs to make it his own, and not you know, it's there's long shadows caused by created by a lot of different actors who played the part ahead of him. I think he needs to make it his own, and in looking at the history of Batman as a character, nobody yet has come close to again, other than the feature film Batman: Mask of the Phantasm, which is animated. Nobody has sort of done this big comic book superhero version of Batman. And if the plan is Justice League, and he's going to be there with, you know, eventually with the Flash by his side, and, you know, Wonder Woman or whoever else is going to be in the movie, I don't think the pendulum can swing back to being super realistic. I think it's time for a different interpretation, and my biggest hope is that Affleck will make this his own.
I agree. I also think that Warner Brothers should get a picture of the two of them in their suits next to each other out sooner rather than later. I feel like all of the set pictures from The Dark Knight Rises of Bane sort of hurt that film. There were a lot of people making fun of that. I really feel like they need to get the official photos of them two in the suits out before they're shooting out in the open where everybody's taking pictures of them. Let's sell us on these guys as Batman and Superman together in one film, and then you can kind of plaster your set photos all over the place. Guys, thank you so much for joining me. We have another 2 years before this movie comes out, so I imagine we're going to be talking a lot more about it, especially as more casting happens and we see what happens. John Golson, thank you very much. Where can we see more of your work?
Oh, movies.com every other week with my Marvel Studios Countdown, and you can find me on Twitter at Golson.
Sean, what about you?
Fandango, movies.com, Cinema Blend, and wherever else you guys will have me.
Okay, thanks a lot, guys, and we'll see what happens next. Take care.